Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and thanks for tuning in once again to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. If you're not connected with us already on our various social media outlets, we invite you to do so by following us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all at ePodcast Network. Today, we're visiting with Oleg Yavorovsky, the founder and CEO of Guardian Debt Relief, a New York City-based debt settlement company founded in 2012 that has helped thousands of consumers nationally reduce and eliminate unsecured debt. Guardian Debt Relief's mission is to help consumers become debt-free in a highly ethical and compassionate way, with the objective of resolving the consumer's debts in 2 or 3 years, paying a fraction of the principal owed, and help them on their way to financial prosperity. Oleg is an expert in personal finance, as well as debt relief and debt settlement issues. His work has been featured in the New York Post, Bold TV, Chain of Wealth Podcast, and Rewire. Oleg worked in finance earlier in his career at companies including Goldman Sachs. He holds an undergraduate degree in political science and economics from St. John's University. Mr. Yavorovsky, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thank you for having me.
Well, certainly is our pleasure, and looking forward to hearing from you today. I'm sure there's a lot we can learn from what you have to offer. So how and why is an estimated 55% of Americans with credit cards today finding themselves in debt? Get into those details from what you're seeing.
Well, that's a really good question. And honestly, we've just been going on through years of recession. In the last 20 years, we've had numerous occasions where as a country, we've experienced a difficult economic situation, and our debt just keeps raking up. I mean, consumers are spending more than they can afford, and also you add over $1 trillion in student debt, and that really creates a very difficult situation where about 55% of consumers in U.S. experiencing difficulty repaying their credit card and other unsecured debt.
Speaking of debt, why could holiday debt take years to pay off?
Well, holiday debt adds just unnecessary and additional burden on consumers. So obviously, everyone has their planned expenses on weekly, monthly basis, and then we don't really save anything for the holidays. So when the holiday time comes, what do? We turn to our credit cards, and we just start spending. By the time we're done spending, we've added probably 20-30% of additional debt to our credit cards. And then when it's time to repay, we're just making minimum payments, and interest just adds up. And that's why most of the consumers have trouble repaying that additional debt that they rake up during holidays.
Yeah, it certainly does make a lot of sense. Thanks for your input there. Now, looking at debt relief, which methods of debt relief work and which do not?
Well, there are a couple of ways of paying off your debt. And one of the ways is debt consolidation. Another way is counseling. What we do is debt settlement. And the main benefit of the service that we provide, that we actually reduce the principal balance by 30-40%, and we provide real savings to the consumers. This means just reducing actual amount owed in exchange for either a lump sum payment or a settlement, a schedule of settlement payments for our clients. And other services, such as, like I said, debt consolidation, it offers to consolidate the debt at a lower rate, or something like debt counseling. It counsels the individual on their additional or out of control, so to speak, spending, but they don't really reduce the principal balance. So you're still stuck with exactly same amount of debt minus maybe reduction in interest. But with that settlement service, you actually see, as a consumer, you see real savings after you graduate from our program.
Certainly sounds like a tremendous resource you have through Guardian Debt Relief. Today we're joined by Mr. Oleg Yavorovsky, the founder and CEO of Guardian Debt Relief, a New York City-based debt settlement company founded in 2012 that has helped thousands of consumers nationally reduce and eliminate unsecured debt. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now tell us, Oleg, what are the differences between debt settlement versus debt consolidation or counseling?
Sure. Well, with debt settlement, as I mentioned, it's all about reducing your principal balance. So our clients actually get real savings. They'll get 30 to 40% savings on their principal balance, and they're able to actually enroll into a program where they could make payments over the next 2, 3, 4 years, whatever works on case-by-case basis for a particular client. So even with a monthly cash flow, they also see reduction in spending. As far as debt consolidation, it's really about obtaining a loan at a lower interest rate. And for most of our clients, debt consolidation would not really work because they come to us when they already have financial difficulties, and most of them are delinquent in their accounts. So it's really a moot point because you won't be able to get a debt consolidation loan. No lender will provide a loan to you if you're already maxed out, so to speak, on your credit cards, or your credit card utilization rate is at 80 or 90%, meaning that you're using up most of your credit. So once a lender would look at your credit report and they see that you're really over-utilizing your credit, then they really won't provide you with a loan. So, and as far as credit counseling, it's really just someone that would go over your expenses and try to reduce your try to talk to your credit cards and other lenders, and will try to reduce your interest rate or maybe eliminate it temporarily. And again, that doesn't work either because you're still stuck with the debt that you had from day one. So with debt settlement, this is where you really see savings because the principal balance gets reduced.
Fantastic information on that front. And what should a consumer look for to find an ethical, effective provider when it comes to debt?
Yeah, absolutely. The industry of debt settlement does involve some, unfortunately, bad apples like any other consumer services industry, financial services industry. And you definitely, as a consumer, you really would want to look for a company that doesn't charge any upfront fees. So if you see anyone charging or asking you to pay any application fees or any upfront fees, that's definitely a red flag, and I would not go with anyone that does that. A debt relief partner should only be paid once they successfully resolve your debt. That's called, just being paid for performance. And companies like Guardian Debt Relief that have A-plus rating with Better Business Bureau and are accredited with Better Business Bureau, those are the companies that you really want to go with, and also see if they're members of industry associations such as American Fair Credit Council, which we're a member of, and that provides also additional layer of protection because companies adhere to certain standards in the industry. So consumers really should do that due diligence and to ensure that the high level of professionalism and commitment is there from that debt relief partner.
Mr. Yavorovsky, we certainly appreciate your joining us here today and for the information shared on behalf of Guardian Debt Relief. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a tip, anything else you'd like to share as we wrap things up here today?
Definitely. Unfortunately, we're really going through a tough time right now as a country, as businesses, and as consumers. And it's really all about kind of going through this with our mental state intact, so to speak, to make sure that we come out of this ahead. And that includes financial responsibility. So try to use any stimulus payments that you received wisely. Try to save. Use your credit cards only when you really need to, and kind of try to minimize your expenses. And that's that's really for consumers and businesses, you know, small businesses or obviously, you know, large corporations, but definitely minimize the expenses and try to get through this rough time. And then once all this is over, hopefully soon, then really make sure you come out of this with some savings put away, because most of the consumers are not really saving. And you know, over the years, right? You know, average consumer has less than $400 actually in savings in their account. So it's very important to have money saved for a rainy day. And when the situation, you know, if it comes up again, at least you have some financial, you know, security there, and have some money saved in the bank.
Certainly do appreciate your concluding remarks and advice. Really appreciate that. And I'm sure listeners want to know how they can connect with you and also get more information online on Guardian Debt Relief. Where's the best place to do so?
Absolutely. Our website is guardiandebtrelief.com. Anyone can go on the website, get more information from the website. There's a number there to call for our debt relief team and speak to one of our representatives and find out more information. There's no charge for consultation. And we, like I said earlier, we do not charge any money up front. So it's really a no-brainer. Just give us a call.
And you're right about that, a no-brainer for sure. Oleg, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you very much, Eric. Really appreciate your time.
And certainly appreciate your time as well. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Oleg Yavorosky, the founder and CEO of Guardian Debt Relief, a New York City-based debt settlement company founded in 2012 that has helped thousands of consumers nationally reduce and eliminate unsecured debt. And for further details, simply visit GuardianDebtRelief.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.